What's happening?
What's happening?
Not much.
It's all clear up over there?
Oh, yeah. They were done like by 11:30-ish. I don't know exactly what time. People, man.
Yep.
Drive defensive.
Oh, Jesus.
There's the man.
What's up?
Eddie with the smile.
Always.
You got lucky last night?
not last night. I didn't see her last night.
Oh. She was with Sancho?
I guess. It's damn mosquitoes, man.
Mosquitoes?
Right now?
No, not right now, but you go outside and seems like every time I go outside, I get bit.
Well, you got that tasty blood.
Yeah. I have good blood.
They love that Mexican blood.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you got a shower, one of the two.
Hello.
Good morning.
Hey, listen.
Hi. I had like sorry. Ooh, I'm trying to like get.
Don't drop that thing again.
No, because I have it sitting on something and I always have to like figure out which way is the best angle. I try not to get much of my refrigerator.
Well, I think Eddie wants you to get the fridge for the logo back there.
Oh.
Yeah. Time.
Sorry, I had a coffee emergency. I set my coffee to make and I didn't put the carafe in all the way. And coffee was all over my counter. It was lovely.
Carafe?
You know, the pot. The
coffee pot, Steve.
Oh, so you didn't put it under the hole?
I didn't put it in the I didn't put it under the hole all the way.
Steve has those problems too.
It peed all over my counter.
Stop.
Steve tends to miss a hole a lot too, so.
he knows the pain.
He knows the embarrassment.
I have nothing to say.
Save it for the show, Steve.
Nothing to say. I know he's recording everything. He's actually recording it probably.
Well, we need a good pre-show.
All right, you guys ready?
Yeah.
3, 2, 1. Every time I say 3, 2, 1, and then I'm waiting for the thing to start. I click start, but it kind of takes a second to kick in.
Okay.
I see everybody looking like, well, you said start. How come we're not starting?
It's got to warm up.
Let's warm it up. Here we go. Click it right now.
It's an old car, you know. It's like,
I was just going to say that. It's an old car.
All right. Welcome back to the M25 show. My name's Albert.
My name is Eddie.
I'm Melissa.
And I'm Steve.
Good morning, y'all.
Like pros, man. Like pros.
We don't even know what to say. So good.
I feel like we've done this before.
Yes. So today's where we're supposed to be like dead, right?
Eddie was supposed to wear his sugar skull.
I didn't do mine. Sorry. I have to go to lunch with my mom after this. So I didn't do. I do have my altar, though. I did do that yesterday.
So what's going on? I thought this was your guys' day.
I have mine. It's in my living room. It's not like it's something that you could transport, you know?
Well, I thought you were going to bring beer and Eddie was going to bring ice. Was it ice cream, Eddie? Or?
Ice cream. My mom likes ice cream.
At least you brought it with the visual. That's good enough.
Yeah, see? There you go. And then...
Not everybody celebrates. Everybody celebrated. It's just a day of remembrance.
Well, we just wait a minute.
In the Hispanic community.
I know, but we were talking about it last week, and
I know.
I didn't say that. I'm forcing it upon you. You guys were the ones saying do this, do that, and I go, well, what am I going to do? You just said, well, just bring yourself or bring your appetite or something like that.
Because you asked, you basically asked what happens that day or why was it. That's what you asked.
Then we said something. When is it? I asked. I don't know when the day you said November.
November 2nd.
Second.
I go, oh, it's the show. And I go, oh, we should do something for it. And I asked what happens, and you go, oh, you know, we celebrate and we eat. And I go, oh, well, maybe we should bring something that was a favorite to celebrate your all's whoever you want to celebrate. Wait a minute, was I the only one doing the show last week?
Yeah.
I think so. I don't remember. I'm drinking coffee in honor of my grandma.
I think you're just drinking. I think Alyssa's just drinking.
My mom drank coffee too.
Yeah.
Eddie's drinking out of a paper bag. I don't know what Eddie's drinking.
So today's the Day of the Dead, and as you can see, we're not celebrating it. And if you're out there and you do celebrate it, celebrate it unlike we are. Yes. celebrate it the right
With effort.
Yes. Eddie, I'm really disappointed in you. I thought Eddie would have really showed up and gave it his all today. Because you're always talking about this Day of the Dead ever since we've been doing the show.
I don't always talk about it. I only talk about it when you ask for it.
No.
He talks about it once a year.
Once a year. But Eddie always reminds us it's the Day of the Dead. And I'm like, I mean, I see the little skull things like in the stores.
The sugar skulls.
Yeah. Sugar skulls. Why is it called sugar skulls?
Because they're made out of sugar.
Also, it's a that thing is not a.
They're originally made out of sugar. They're originally made out of sugar.
Maybe the face paint was made out of sugar.
Porcelain and.
And now they're made out of all kinds of different things.
All kinds of stuff.
Oh, okay. It's that. Yeah, if I buy the skull, it's not. It's pure sugar or.
Well, it depends on where you get it. I mean, if you go in Mexico, that they sell a lot of them.
That's pure sugar.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's hard, huh? Damn.
Yeah. Okay. Crystallized sugar.
All right. Well, I don't know what to say. Everybody, I apologize. Shit, I should have brought some food. God, Eddie, you know what? I had it on.
Sorry, it's all put on you, Eddie.
Day in the bed.
Alberto, sorry to disappoint.
Alberto, do you have anything? Oh, Day of the Dead. Speaking of last night, Alberto was first on hand.
I don't think this show related, and it kind of sucks. You know, there are two people dead, allegedly. I don't know. At least one. So, I mean, unless there was a traffic accident outside.
Oh.
So I was out there sending Steve pictures.
Okay, so he sent me pictures of.
Just the car. It's nothing graphic.
Oh.
Well, he sends me pictures like he's on the hood. I'm like, damn, you're that close?
Well, there's a thing on your phone. It's called Zoom In. You know, you can kind of pinch in. You know, the picture gets closer.
All right. Okay, well, I almost said, hey, why don't you ask what happened? You're that close.
I was an investigator, you know.
Anyway, so you don't know what happened. You were sending me texts, and he was giving me the updates. There. Like he was a first.
I got home first... like an hour after it happened, so everything it was just.
Yeah, but everything was still there.
Well, the cops are there, but I'm not going to bother the cops. They're working.
All you got to do is walk over there and listen.
Oh, yeah. Let me go right into the middle of the accident scene. Hey.
Alyssa was there, she would have found a way to get close without bothering them.
Yeah, no. She would have just pulled down her shirt and, you know, hey, officer.
Oh, God. You could have walked, like, down the street, and I'm sure a lot of people were talking. There wasn't people standing on the streets.
Yeah, there were people standing around.
Oh, yeah.
I bet you know who probably knows is the taco people.
Yeah, I'm not going to go talk to them. Fuck them.
Oh, see? It happened right in front of the taco stand that he doesn't like.
Oh.
The taco people.
The taco people.
What's wrong with taco people?
The evil taco people.
He doesn't like the taco by his house. You know the way they set up right there by his house?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's taco where the stand. Accident. Yeah, it was right there and right in front of the street.
Mm.
So the first thing he wanted to do was blame the taco people.
And I still blame him.
Come on, just stop it right now. This is not the time or place.
He was asking for what could have happened among them, all these other things. Speeding, somebody making a turn, not paying attention. I don't know. The way the car's driving. I mean, I hear somebody say that somebody was on the wrong side of the road, but I mean, you really can't tell. And I'm not going to be privy to the information of the accident. So,
I read it was a head-on collision. That's what I read.
I've checked the local news site, and there's nothing on there, so.
Well, if anybody should know, it would have been Alberto, because he was there.
I was not there
he
for the accident.
He was close by. No, I didn't say you were in the car or nothing. I just said you were there on scene. You could have walked over to the taco place or just to...
I'm surprised
nobody was talking, going, man, I saw this crash. And
well, I mean, if it was an hour after, witnesses probably left. I'm not gonna.
It was an hour after when you were out there.
You know what, Steve? I'm not you. Okay, I don't go bother people who are hanging around. You know, I just.
Oh gosh! Stop this mess.
You need to talk to everybody. And, you know, about you're a real social person. You know, I just keep to myself. I take my pictures. I look around.
Okay. All right.
Sorry.
Thank you for the pictures. They were nice and save them, I guess. I don't know.
They were nice.
He's sending me pictures and I'm asking, well, what the hell? I don't know. I'm just here, photographer. And I'm like, okay, nice pictures.
I'm sorry, I wasn't here at home, or out on the street watching it as it happened.
You told me it happened like 15 minutes after, and I was like, oh shit, like it could have been you. And
I think now
it turned into an hour.
No, I said I got home 15 minutes before I started sending you pictures.
It's been a long week for me, and this is the first thing we got to do is fight with this guy.
Because you're
see,
you're
Eddie, this is Eddie's fault. If Eddie would have brought his ice cream and Alyssa brought
and
her booze.
Beer.
I got my beer, but
I have my booze. It's just over there.
Yeah, it's just in the refrigerator.
Oh, right, it's just not open.
Well, go get it, Eddie.
Oh, no.
Gosh.
I'm drinking coffee right now.
Yeah.
Who's in the page saying good morning? I wish I could change that thing so we could
see.
I
know.
I don't know. Good morning to you.
They said only good morning to you.
Oh, yeah, well, there's Alyssa, Steve. Eddie, and Alberto are here too. So good morning to all of us.
That is Karen Jaramillo.
Oh, you know who that is?
I don't really know to you.
You're never going to believe who it is.
Who?
My mom.
Oh.
I know. We were just talking about what she watches.
Uh-huh.
Now that's now we don't
get your answer.
She
no wonder you got a heart. I was gonna say, who's giving you a heart?
I know, that's very rare. We know it's not you guys.
Well, that's the only woman that loves Steve, so that's the only heart he's gonna get. not even his wife will give him a heart.
There we go. So, you know what? You got problems, Alberto.
You just figured that out.
You've
known me for what, 18 years? You just figured that out.
Here's something that's up Alberto's alley that maybe. Okay. Oh, you know what? Oh, what am I doing? Yeah, I gotta send the guest a link.
Oh my God!
See what you did,
Eddie. Damn it, Eddie.
Oh my goodness! I am so sorry, guys.
Yeah, blame somebody, right?
I hope they're not watching on.
They probably are going, what kind of show are we going on?
We're talking about car accidents and death and sugar skulls and.
Oh my gosh. Anyway, okay.
I'm sorry for the 2-minute intro.
You guys. I can't believe this. This is the first time this has ever happened. Thank you, Alberto.
You're welcome.
You guys can talk because I got to get this sent out to these guys.
Yeah, we know Steve can't do two things at once.
Right? But
you know what? Just leave me alone. How many things do you want me to do?
Two?
How many things are you doing?
Text and... I don't know. I was able to go find out who gave you a heart while talking.
Oh, gosh. Well, you notice you weren't saying nothing when you looked. Okay, anyway, listen to me.
Uh-huh.
The Steel Crows are coming on. They're a band, and I apologize to you guys. They're probably watching right now going, hey, this show's going on, but why aren't we on it? Probably sitting there waiting with their...
I've had that happen to me, too. The show starts. I'm still waiting.
You know, you guys are such geniuses, aren't you?
No, just
aren't you?
Just average smarts, which outshine you.
Okay. Well, I'm glad Alberto's highly educated.
I'm feisty
today. It's a good thing we have a highly educated guy on the show. I remember when we had our artist on, he was dueling with him over the highest IQ of the show. And now that's just Alberto. He's the reigning king.
When we both outshined you, I remember that.
Oh, gosh. It's really Eddie because they were like their phone pals. Or what do you call that? Not pen pals, but their phone. They call each other.
They're pen pals. they send letters to each other.
I think they're butt pals, Alyssa. Because they accidentally butt. Didn't you butt dial each other or something?
Okay, that kind of butt. You know, we don't want to chase Eddie away again.
Yeah, I accidentally butt dialed him.
Oh, God.
Oh, how funny.
How do you do that? You just wiggle your cheek a certain way, or what do you do? How do you do that?
I told you someone called out at work, and I told Siri, call David, and I called
the wrong David.
That guy. I called the wrong David
because Eddie was too lazy to look at his contacts.
Yeah, and I just happened to call the other guy.
Oh, well, they, apparently he was a butt call, Alyssa, right? And they ended up talking on the phone for like 2 hours. It was crazy.
How much they both hate like, Steve?
More like 2 seconds.
2 seconds? I thought you said 2 hours.
Oh, 2 seconds. I just said, oh, I'm sorry.
He told Eddie, don't ever call me again. He hung up.
He probably said, actually, who is this?
He was actually nice.
Eddie who?
Did he say something like, hey, Eddie, are you ready to get together with me and team up on Steve? No. And all that no. shit.
No. All he said was, hey, Eddie, what's up? I said, oh, no, I'm sorry. I called you by mistake. Okay.
Oh, he didn't say nothing like, oh, you're the little scared guy that curls up in the corner like a little coward?
A no. little girl.
Oh, like a little
No.
See, Eddie forgets all this stuff. We don't forget. Chance.
We forget what he said about us. He'll remember that.
Eddie, I was now that we just repeated it, it reminds me. I go, what? That's pretty bad. Alyssa, don't you think that's bad?
Yeah.
Somebody says that about somebody.
Steve was Suge Knight.
Oh gosh,
Suge Knight.
Yeah, one of his rants. You were Suge Knight. You kicked out you kicked out Dre, and I was one of your associates.
Oh, that, yeah. Alyssa, he went through a whole damn role play.
Oh, straight out of Compton or what? Yeah,
you're lucky you weren't around. Who would Alyssa Jeez. Been?
I don't know. Lady of Rage.
I wouldn't have been anybody because I probably would have told him something.
Oh, you know, God. You know, much.
I wish you were here.
I wouldn't have a chance to talk.
You know, much like Steve, I think David would have been just nice to Alyssa.
Eh, maybe. You know,
Steve maybe. Beats me and Eddie up all the time, but he's nice to Alyssa. And I think David kind of that kind of, you know, he's not mean to the women. You know, he has those kind of smarts, you know. You don't,
hey, but
don't
you know,
beat up the woman.
He must have had it because he never said nothing about Eddie. He was always nice to Eddie.
Until the
always,
last.
It was just me and you for I don't know how long, and then finally he got a hold of Eddie good.
Right, Eddie.
All that buildup, it was that buildup. He held it all in for all that time, and then Eddie. All of a sudden it just exploded.
Eddie, Eddie stabbed him in the back, you know, after he stabbed me in the back.
How did you I know, stab him in the back?
That he sent you a confidential letter just between you two and you shared
oh,
it with
yeah.
us.
Oh, yeah.
And he flipped.
That's not stabbing him in the back. I just told you guys that he sent me a letter.
Alyssa, he flipped and then
somebody, I won't say who, for the podcast listener, I looked up at Steve, had to go talk about it on the show.
I'm talking about it now, too. So what? How you doing, Dave?
David, for everything, we love you. We really do. Yes. We miss your.
We're having a reunion show soon, and we're gonna have you back on, and we're all gonna get together and love each other.
You and Will.
Can tell Eddie how he goes in the corner again.
Oh boy, Eddie curls up like a little girl. Oh man, that's bad.
The fetal position.
A little fetal position, Eddie. That makes like your little baby. That's the ultimate bash right there, huh, Alyssa?
I once was a baby.
Yeah, but you're a man now.
Yeah.
You know what? David isn't invited anymore.
Oh,
I'm gonna stand up for Eddie. I'm standing up for Eddie. All right, guys. Our guests are in the waiting room, ready to go. And the band is the Steel Crows. I actually heard them on over the web, and I heard their music. I was like, "Hey, these guys sound good." I'm gonna try to message them, see if I get a hold of them, and see if we could get them on the show because I like their music. And they were kind enough to message back and say, of course. So we're going to have them on. I know one of the members isn't on, but I promise. So Alyssa, you're going to have to help me remember, okay? Because I forget things. We got to mention the person that's not going to be here today. So in his honor, because he's not, we're going to say his name a lot. So he feels like he's here.
What's his name?
We're going to find out in a minute, Alyssa.
Oh, okay.
I know a lot. You guys look up to me, but I don't know everything, okay? Let's get the band out here and we'll talk to them right now. Here we go. We got Henry and Cole. From the Steel Crows. Henry?
What's up, everybody? How you doing?
Hey,
what's
Hi.
Good?
What's up?
Maya.
Good morning. Okay.
Now, first of all, Henry, I'm going to get back to you in a second. Cole, are you the one that just lost your virginity? Is that him?
Yes.
Okay, I just want to make
congratulations.
Breaking news.
There we go. Awesome.
Oh, wow. Let me see. Is that another party right there?
Did it just happen?
Did it happen just before the show?
Yeah, well, it was yesterday.
Hey, things happen when you come on this show. Hey, we can applaud you for that.
Well, Steve, good job not sending them the link. You know, he has some time.
Yes. Right. Sorry, guys. I was going to apologize about Sid's leak late, but we gave Cole time to turn into manhood here. So congratulations, Cole. Hey, how you guys doing? Hey, Henry, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good, man. How are you doing?
Good. We have Alyssa here, Eddie, Alberto, and myself. We're the M25 Show. Welcome to the show, man.
Thank you very much. We're happy to be here.
And thank you for returning our message. I was telling everybody I heard your guys' music on the web, and I really like it. I really like it. You guys sound good.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. It's very divisive.
Yes. I don't know. I don't know if Alyssa, you know, I'm so greedy sometimes. I didn't share it with them because I was having such a good time listening to your music by myself. I forget things. I'm very greedy. But now that we're all here, Alyssa, Eddie, you guys got to check out the Steel Crows, Alberto. Okay. They are on iTunes. They're on all the stream platforms, correct?
Yep. Everywhere you can listen to music. We're probably there.
And the last promo we did for you, that song, that little clip, is that a new song? Because I like that intro.
Yeah. It's called The Place Where No One Can Hear You Scream. It's very like hair metal.
I like it. It's just, you guys just did the intro, right?
Yeah. I mean, we've previewed a lot more of the song in different videos, but I think the video you posted was the intro of the song.
Oh my God. I love that song already. I can't wait. When does this thing come out?
Three Fridays from now, November 17th. That's my birthday. So it's kind of a birthday release.
Oh,
happy early November. Birthday.
Thank you. Yeah.
I saw Henry turn over to Cole and I was going to say, hey, leave Cole alone. He's still recuperating, you know, leave the guy alone. But let me see. Cole, how you doing over there?
I'm good. I just slept like 12 hours last night. So I'm
exhausted, well, Steve.
Yeah.
I don't blame you. Yeah, Lord. That's
Steve,
the rock and roll
Steve
life.
Steve knows the feeling.
I know. It just need a partner to make it complete. But let me see here. So is it a new record coming out or is it just a single?
This next one is going to be our single, and then our record's coming out January 5th, and we're putting together a tour right now to support the record. So,
and you guys are out of, where are you guys at?
Orlando, Florida, yeah.
Why are we, Orlando. The guests we get, a lot of them come from Florida.
Florida's a great state, man, yeah. Why not?
Yeah, no, nothing wrong with it. For some reason, I thought they were in Los Angeles for some reason, but I was so into the rock and roll, I was, you know. I was all. I like it. I really like it, Alyssa.
Yeah,
I had it in my car.
I want to say I think I heard a little bit of it, but I was at work, so I wasn't. You know, it's just one of those kind of when you scroll.
Yeah,
you get to fully listen. But so who are we missing?
We're missing two people now.
We're two people.
Yeah. So Jacob was our old drummer. His name's Jacob Damaro, but he recently switched to guitar and keyboards, and then we have a new drummer now called Aiden Bayer, and he's also not here, so we're two people down.
Okay, so is there somebody named JT?
Yeah, Jacob Tomorrow, JT, yeah.
You see, Henry, this is how brilliant I am. I know these things. I've been telling my co-host.
You did
for
your
years.
Research. You did your research.
But honestly, I can see him down here in the waiting room, so I'm just bring him out. That's how I saw.
Don't bring Jacob. No.
No.
Oh, there he is.
Look at the band's forming as we speak.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hey, JT, you want to give a high five to Cole? He's had a very good morning this morning.
Okay. Or a good night last night.
Yeah, one of them. I can't even. Okay. Alyssa, you got a question for the guys?
Yeah, so you said you were going on tour. Do you plan to tour like the United States? Are you planning to tour just the East Coast? Any ideas on where you're touring?
Yeah, so we're pretty early on in the journey. We've really only been doing this whole music thing in Orlando and professionally for about 11 months. So this is going to be like our first tour. So we're keeping it kind of southeast of the United States. Right now we're... where we have it, we're going as far north and east as Charlotte, and we're trying to get to Nashville somehow on that tour, but that would be ideal for us.
Nice. Okay. Nice. Hey, Alyssa, I know you got a question for Cole. We're not letting him off this easy.
Well, first of all, congratulations. Congratulations to your partner that ran away. I think she got embarrassed, but there's no reason to be embarrassed.
Is that Mrs. Cole?
Well, Henry's running away too, so.
I'm fixing the ISO on my camera. Give me a second.
Yeah, I called this and I actually lost my virginity to Henry.
Oh, okay.
Ooh. Well,
no wonder he's ashamed.
Some band activity.
No wonder Henry just ran away. hey, you look, Henry, you look fine before. It's fine.
Oh, is it too dark now?
Dark. You're fine. You're
oh, fine. All right, okay. Then I'll fix the ISO. Give me one second. I'm a big camera guy.
JT, don't worry. We're going to get to you in a second. Don't you worry.
All good. I showed up late, you know, suffer the consequences.
All right, Alyssa, what do you got for Cole over here?
So, you know me. I'm going to ask everything. How was it? How was your first experience? Was it a two pump chump? Did you last?
He's not Steve.
Most
Come
guys
on.
Don't.
Hey,
not
me
the first
out of
time.
It, guys.
I'm going to be honest. It was like closer to 4 months ago. I forgot it.
Oh. Ooh, 4 months. So you've had four
Pop
months of experience.
Answer.
Oh, well, yeah, that's pretty. Well, then he's a journeyman then.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll put that on my resume.
No, but I don't know if you guys, Alyssa, if you check their page out, but they have a cool thing where they're introducing the band.
Uh-huh.
And that's one of the things he says. He's like, oh, I just lost my virginity. I guess.
Nice.
So. It's funny when you guys do that thing, that's what people remember.
Yeah.
You know, Henry, he was like, you know, he's the brains and the, he's the everything. He's like me of the show. Henry's me.
I was the a-hole of the video. Yeah,
and
that was
there you go.
My possession.
And wait a minute, JT, was JT the one that's the girls?
Yeah, I was standing in front of the sign and I plugged my Instagram. Didn't really know what to do.
That was good. I like that. I gotta do that. Hey, everybody, follow J. How can they follow you, JT?
My personal Instagram is Jacob T. Morrow.
Jacob T.
My
Morrow.
Name.
Yep. How do you spell Morrow?
M-O-R-R-O-W.
All right, Alyssa, you better follow him, Alyssa.
It's like kind of like Jacob Tomorrow.
Yeah, especially when you have to sign a government document with the middle initial, because they usually want you to put a period after the middle initial.
So. Oh, yeah, so the period looks like an O. Jacob Tomorrow.
Interesting. So, okay, we know who Henry is. He's the front man. Cole, you're the bassist or guitarist? Or?
Yes, I play bass.
The bass. Everybody forgets the bass player, huh? Everybody does. But you know who don't? The M25 show don't. We know everything, and we know when you lost your virginity. We know a lot about you already, so feel special on this show. JT is the guy that's not shy about getting his name out there for the ladies, and I like that.
Right.
And
yep.
Aiden.
We're missing one.
Aiden.
Where's the newest Aiden? Edition. He's in class.
Okay, he's the one we got to say his name, Alyssa, because I promised to steal Crows that since he's not here, we got to say his name every often so we feel like he's here. So, Aiden, if you're out there in class, good job. Wake up. Listen to the professor.
Study hard.
Yeah, study hard. Eddie, you got a question for the guys?
Yeah, how did you guys meet? How did you get started? Are you guys growing up as
I met
friends?
Cole and Henry at a show at the Conduit, which is one of our favorite venues that we play at, and I've thrown some shows at. It's pretty cool. So that was where I met them for the first time. I was coming to see a band called The Blooms I had recently met, and the headlining act was Ace Monroe. It's out of Nashville.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Okay, yeah, and then I met Cole in November of last year, so he's been in the band for about a year. We met Jacob in March, and then he joined the band in May, and then Aiden's our newest acquisition, and he joined, I want to say, either at the end of September or like the first week of October, but Aiden is very new to the band. But he is on our newest recordings, and he's going to be playing drums on a good amount of the songs on the album. So,
JT, you said that you were the drummer in the band. How was the transition from drummer to guitarist?
It was very smooth for me. I mean, I kind of chased down Aiden. I hit him. He was coming to a lot of our shows, and I was always kind of planting the seed like, hey, you should play drums for us. And he was like, oh, I'm busy. And I was like, okay. And kind of, you know, I'd always mention it. And then one day, because we had been really looking to move me over to guitar and keys, kind of just didn't take no for an answer. And he was like, I'm too busy. I was like, no, you're not. You know, and then after a couple times back and forth, he agreed to me that he was not. So I was like, okay, cool.
Okay.
There you go. That's how you do it. You gotta press it.
Be persistent.
Yep. That's right. I'm serious. You come through because he's leagues better of a drummer than me. So it's like, you know.
Cool. Yeah. How about I'm gonna get back to you, JT, because I like that riff from that new song coming out. I'm already ready for it. I can't wait to put it on my playlist because I saved that one for last because I like that one the most, and I like the intro so much. I'm waiting for the.
If I'm in the same position as everyone.
Be careful where you poke. You're poking poor Henry right between the legs.
Okay, got him between the legs.
Wait a minute. Are you saying that wasn't you? Was that Henry?
Yeah, I wrote that riff.
Yeah. I was originally playing drums on that song, and then, you know,
He did. He did play the riff, the main riff in that song on the recording, though. So there's two guitars going on in the recording. He does the main guitar part, and then I do kind of like a secondary guitar part. He takes solos kind of throughout the most of the song, and then I have like a long solo at the end of the song. So we're like a guitar by commission kind of thing.
Yeah, gotcha. I did have two sections that I wrote, just a little lick, and then for two of the chord changes, I just did a different inversion, you know, different placement.
Okay, I get you. I apologize. You know, I should never speak out of place. I'm sorry, guys. That was my mistake. I know when to call myself out when I make mistakes on this. I'm like you guys.
Where did the name Steel Crows come from?
Wait a minute, Eddie. Let Cole see how he. You didn't let Cole answer your question. If he remembers, even remembers the question. You remember the bass players? They kind of zone off sometimes. It was like, how did they meet, right, Eddie? Is that what you asked?
Yes.
Oh yeah. So I actually met Henry through our former bass player, Tene.
Mm-hmm. Of like a month.
Yeah. So they played with Tene for a month, and I knew Tene from one of my clubs at school. He was like much more of a jazz guy. So he was like, "Hey, I've got this band that it's rock and it's much more your speed. So would you like to join in my place?" And I was like, "Sure."
Oh, nice. Yeah. But pretty simple.
Simple, Steve.
Okay. Well, I hate kind of ask him. You can't just skip over band members, Eddie. What's the matter with you?
No. I apologize.
You're really gonna make him feel like a bass player. We don't do that here. Everybody's equal on the show.
That's okay. I'm used to it.
Right, we Alberto. Remind him regularly.
Alberto, you got a question for the guys?
No.
See, this is our bass player here, guys. So,
so how did the name? How did, I just curious, take notes. How did the name? How did the name come about?
Well, I have the Steel Crows has been around since I was a junior in high school, but it was never really anything serious. It was just a band where I would go in and record demos and stuff until I moved to Orlando in August of last year. And then I put together the band initially in October. Cole joined in November and we recorded our first demo album in December of last year. So the band has been around since like 2020. And I think it was my mom and I sitting in a room just like throwing names at each other. And eventually, I don't remember which one, and this is like, I'm not just saying that. I don't remember which one of us said it, but one of us was like Steel Crows, and I was like, sounds pretty cool. So we just stuck with it, and it's been that since I started.
Okay. And do you guys have a manager, or are you guys doing this all on your own?
We're talking to somebody right now. Met us at a show a few weeks back, and he seems pretty legit, so we might have a manager very soon.
Okay.
Very cool. Lisa, I was looking. I like their shirts, too. It's so plain. It's cool.
That's the way. This is one of the variations. Yeah.
Let me blow this up so people can see here. Do you guys have these things for sale anywhere? Or?
We do. Oh, yeah. So we have a Shopify store. It's just, you know, the Steel Crows merchandise store. We've got these. We've got vintage inspired ones. We've got special edition Jenny shirts for our first single, Jenny. And we'll probably have special shirts when we drop our album, too. So this is what we've got.
Cool.
And is it on a website or is it on your social media pages? I don't know.
So on our social media, in our bios, on all our social medias, we have a link tree, and in our link tree, we have our merchandise store linked in there. So you just go to our bio, click on our link tree, hit the merch button, and you're there and you can see everything.
Very cool. Alberto, you know, I want to pull you in here real quick. Whatever Henry's using, I see he doesn't have much, but whatever he's using is pretty good. He sounds good. Some people come and they got the...
I'm using setup. AirPods.
That's
that's the sound.
AirPods, okay, Beats, anything, any kind of earbud.
Yeah, we have people come in, they think they're us, and they come with the nice mics and everything, and they sound like shit, you know? And I'm like, man, Danny, there's nothing, and sounds perfect.
Well, it's funny you say that, because I have my SM7 right here, but okay. I didn't feel like plugging it in today, so I was just like, yeah.
Look at this guy showing off over there. That's what lead men do. They show off, right, guys? Right, they JT and Cole?
Yeah.
All right, Alyssa, what do you got for the guys?
Gosh, I don't even know. So JT, you're still part of the band, you're just doing guitar now, you're not doing drums, is that correct? I like got lost in that kind of part.
Guitar and keys, yeah.
Guitar and keys, okay.
Is that where you're gonna be now, or do you guys kind of move around, or how does this...
Yep, pretty much, yeah. I'll be there in the studio. I was tracking a lot of drums, obviously, as the drummer, and then a lot of keys as well. And so, naturally, having me play the keys live makes a lot of sense. And then, on songs where there aren't keys going on, my primary instrument is guitar, so it just kind of makes sense.
That's cool.
Wow,
that's
cool.
Cole, what about you? Yeah, you're versatile. So the guy that's in school, he's the drummer.
Aiden.
Oh my god. See? Okay, look at
him. He has a name.
Okay. Aiden, how you doing? Aiden. Aiden is the drummer of the Steel Crows. Wish he could be here. Look at Steel Crows. I'm glad I got you here. Now, this is the people I got to work with. This is kind of the band I'm in. These three. I ask them a question. Hey, remind me to mention the drummer. And they don't remind me. I got so much going on.
Write yourself a note.
You just did after I didn't... I was going to ask a question about, and I just said the drummer, and you guys jumped all over my ass.
That's our reminding you.
Hey, JT and Cole, you. Is this how it is in the band with the lead man that's the brains behind the whole thing?
Yeah. You got your right.
I like how the bass player was the first one to answer.
He's all, yep.
Well, okay, let me get to my question now. The drummer, Aiden. Is he like, I know he's going to school and all that. Is he always available when you guys are doing your shows, or is that a tough thing to deal with? I mean, or is he always available?
He's so new that up until now, we haven't had any problems. But his availability during the weekdays is like insane. He's, I think most weekdays he has 10 hours of school. So it's kind of overblown. Yeah, he goes to a music school, and Jacob went there and he's graduated. It's called Full Sail, but it's... From what I've heard, it's like most people drop out and don't finish because the workload is like more than a full-time job. So,
Well, that's tough, huh? JT?
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. It's quite a commitment.
Really? Okay. Well.
Well, you made it.
JT made it.
Yeah. To the finish line.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Thank you.
Look at still, we're congratulating two people: JT for doing the school, graduating from school, and Cole getting laid. That's all good.
Yeah.
There we go. See, this is good. And Aiden, I hope he sticks with it. And I hope he's able to go to your guys' gigs or whatever it takes to keep you guys together, because you guys sound good.
Thank you.
Nice.
And I had to wait till when? November
17th.
17th.
Oh. I really like that song, and I haven't even heard it all, Eddie. I only heard like maybe, how long is that? About 5 or 7 seconds?
Well, if you can scroll through our Instagram, you can stalk it, and we've got, you know, I think like 5 or 6 different parts of the song uploaded there. You get a pretty good picture of what it's going to sound like, the whole thing.
These guys are good. See, they're going to make me go and put it together like a puzzle.
Yeah, you can put the pieces together.
Look at this, guys. You guys are crazy.
What you got to do, modern marketing there.
Yep.
That's right. So
that's how they get more views.
That's right. Do you have any albums out now, or are they all singles?
We have a demo album, and we'll let you in on a little secret. It wasn't supposed to be a demo album, but I think it's not that great, so I called it a demo album now. So we're marketing it as like, oh, that was our demo tape. It was when we first started, and we're about to put out our first album, right? Our first album of, like, you know, better sounding stuff. So we technically do, but we technically don't. So depends on how you look at it.
That's a good idea. Yeah. That's perfect. That's what we do here. How long have we do this, Alberto? 9 years or whatever? We've been doing a nine-year demo show. And you guys are our first show where we released
it's our first album.
First album. Maybe we got...
Yeah. 9.5 years of rehearsals, and finally we're going live.
whose idea was that? Do you mind if I ask? I don't want to say who I think it was, because these guys will jump all over me. Was Henry's idea. Henry's idea?
Yeah.
Was it my idea?
That was your idea?
Yeah.
Oh, see. It's trying to take away the bass player's only limelight he's got. So, Cole, congratulations. It was Cole's idea.
Thank you.
As the show goes on, look at Cole's getting more awards.
Yeah.
Yes. So, Cole, what happened to the missus? She didn't want to be on camera, or?
Oh, do you want her to be in show?
No, I'm just wondering. She showed her, and she kind of ran out of there.
I accidentally got her in frame when I was trying to, like, set up my phone. I figured you didn't, like, want an extra person on, but she can come on if you want her to.
It's up to you.
Let's interview her.
What do you think?
Ask about the first time.
Right.
Well, she came on you guys came on the right show to get questions answered. All right, Alyssa, should I jump on in this, or do you want to take this one?
I think we need a motherly touch.
Damn, son, man.
A motherly touch? All right, Alyssa.
I'm like, how long have you been together? She's all, 4 months.
Have you guys been together 4 months or longer?
Oh. Yeah, we've been, it'll be 5 months on the 16th, but we've been talking since May. So I met him on Bumble.
Oh, what is Bumble? I don't know what Bumble is. Like, is that like a date line or?
Yeah, it's kind of like Tinder, but not as bad as Tinder.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a good. Is it like Christian Mingle or something, or what?
Yeah, I think the main gimmick is women message first.
Oh. Really?
I ran out of likes though, so I stalked the band's account, found his account, messaged him there.
Oh, look at this! She stalked the Steel Crows, so, and the bass player won.
Groupie.
groupie.
Look at Cole. I was thinking,
that explains the whole, like, only waiting a month.
Yeah, look at this. See what happens when you're a rock and roller there?
Yeah.
It's a rock life right there. Well, okay, so Bumble. I guess, should we go on that Bumble and try it out, guys?
No, Bumble sucks.
Is that the next episode?
Oh, shit. Okay. Well, it worked okay for Cole.
Yeah.
Yes,
JT, are you on Bumble?
No. I'm not on dating apps. I haven't used dating apps in a long while.
Because I don't need to. I put my Instagram out there.
Oh, that's right.
Instagram is the best dating app.
That's cool.
I'll tell you. No, one second. Bumble. Okay. I'll tell you why Bumble sucks. Because 90% of women who match with you on Bumble will send you a message that is just like hi or hello, and then when you respond back with hi, they will never respond again. So really? Bumble sucks. Yeah.
Okay. So what happened with Cole? I'm sorry, Mrs. Cole. How did you guys keep talking instead of just saying hi and that's it? And she's gone.
What was it I said to you? That I stalked your band account, found your account, and saw 152.
Yeah.
So I knew a different booking company that he had in a post that I asked him about.
Interesting. Wow. I don't. I'm not familiar with I never even heard of Bumble. But so, like, basically you're saying if you went on Bumble and the girls are the ones that make the first move, basically, right? And say hi.
Yeah.
And they just get the guy's hopes up and they split pretty much, right? Like, the guy's all, oh, she said hi to me. She said hi. And you start talking to her. You never hear from her again.
And then they're gone. Yeah.
So it's just like regular life for me, right?
Yeah.
All right. We got it. Well, does she at least have a Steel Crow shirt? Or Dr. Pepper or something?
She's all, no. Yeah, I have one. Just not with me.
Okay. Yeah, we got to get some of them shirts. I like them. I'm going to check out your merch store.
Merch.
Yeah.
And you didn't have to run away, Mrs. Cole. It was fine. I saw when you put it on there. She split out of there. It was faster than we split out of here, out of this show. But you didn't have to leave. And welcome to the show. Look at JT's. He's looking for Instagram people right now. He just put us on mute, and he's already...
Yeah, I went and turned on my car so I could have some AC.
Oh. Oh, okay. So see, he's sitting in the hot car for this interview. Yeah, you guys have got you guys are all right, man. You guys are okay in my book. I like you. As soon as that record comes out, I'm gonna be the first one to buy that record.
Hell yeah! You're gonna have to do it on CD though. Vinyl's expensive.
Oh, that's okay. CD. See, I just call them records. I'm just old school, but I'll probably get the what do you call it when you get the where you can hear it on your phone and then put it on your car.
Streaming.
Download.
Download the streaming.
Yeah.
Streaming. Yeah. I do that now, but I used to do the CDs and the album CDs, and now I'm finally able to do the. I got the Jenny song, so I've been listening to that in my car. So, and I can't wait for the new song.
We're re-recording the vocal for the album on Jenny because I have been getting feedback that occasionally I can sing a little bit too aggressively. So I'm going to dial it back a little for the album.
Okay. So you see, this is what I like to do. We're not going to have a band fight right now, right? Because I'm going to ask a question. Who says this?
Oh, people JT? On the internet. And,
oh, I thought it was band members.
And Cole. No, Cole has said it before too. But mainly people on the internet.
So Cole, just tell me, is he singing like, is it like too animated or is it too loud, too screamy? How is it that he's, explain to me how it needs to be redone, why it needs to be redone.
I don't think I've given criticism that our vocals need to be redone except for like the last demo Henry just showed me, but those were like scratch vocals, so they definitely need to be redone.
Well, yeah,
I don't think I've ever said that.
It's mostly people on the internet, to be fair, and I think personally that sometimes in the past I have pushed the vocal a little too much, and it goes into the screaming, like yelling region more so than the singing. So I've been trying to dial it back a little bit more.
Okay, JT, what do you think about that? I kind of like the screaming. This takes me back to hair band.
When Henry told me he was redoing the vocals, I kind of was like, why? It's okay. I'm cool with it. I'm here for the ride, you know?
We're keeping the original version up. We're just going to name it the single version. And then the new vocal is going to be just the album version, I guess, of the song. So.
Okay. Alyssa, what do you think? What do you think about the screaming part? I like it. I think it fits the band because... And a singer, I've seen a few of where you kind of had that, I don't want to say scream, I just say singing. That's what I think of you now. I think, you know, you have that. Not every lead man does that in a band. You know, everyone.
It's good to have like one song that way and then another song a different way, like to show your range and how, you know, how your voice works and you can, you know, demonstrate through your song. So with the screaming and however people want to call it, they want to call it yelling and screaming or you know, excitement in the voice, it just shows your range and how your voice is. So having one song that way is not a big deal because it's not like the whole album's that way. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it's not, I maybe explained it bad. It's not like I'm not going to be singing it with a lot of grit on my voice or aggressively. It's just that I'm dialing it back a little bit. I tested it out, a test run at one of our rehearsals, and at the end of the rehearsal I felt like I hadn't sung it all, and I was like, oh, that's what my voice is supposed to feel like after rehearsal. Not like I just, you know, took a knife to my throat. So
it
was definitely a good experience.
You'll find what your voice can handle once you go on tour and you start singing a lot, because you don't want to be done after one song. And then you can save that song. The more you know, rough singing for the last song, so that you don't lose your voice.
Well, one of our songs that we're putting on the album, I originally, and Jacob will attest to this, I originally put down a vocal for it. It's a song called Going 95. I originally put down the vocal for it, super, you know, yelly, gritty, like over the top. And then I re-sung it a lot cleaner, and everyone that heard it was like, yeah, the new version sounds much better with a little bit cleaner vocal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
JT, you agree?
Yep. Yeah. Yeah, it was great.
A little better. Okay, well, yeah, that's how you do it. You know,
I'm not getting rid of it. I'm not singing like a little girl. It's don't worry. I'm not gonna be a puss with the voice. I'm gonna still.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm still gonna.
You do it, man. I like some of it. I like it. You know, maybe not the whole song. Like Alyssa said, not every lyric you're screaming or nothing. But the certain parts of a song, it's good to have that crescendo or whatever you want to call it, the peak of the song or something. It always kind of puts a little kick into it. But
I agree.
But it's your band, and you guys gotta.
Have to do it tastefully.
There's got
to
be a climax point somewhere.
Yes, exactly.
Yes, ask Cole.
I'm sure Cole knows that now.
Yes. So Alyssa asked a question, so I don't want nobody to think I'm, prying. What, Miss Cole, what's your name? I don't want to call her Mrs. Cole.
Shelby.
Shelby?
Yeah, like the car.
What did it, was it at least... Worth she's the while there, the first right? time? Yes. No, I mean, because we don't know. The first time's usually real quickie, so
yeah.
we're kind of worrying if it... What did you call it, Alyssa?
A two-pump jump?
Yeah, two-pump jump. No, not to offend you.
I'm actually a three-pump.
Right. Woo! Made it to three!
That's good. Hey, that's a good
and
thing.
And he's had 4 months to practice.
Okay, so 4 months. What do you have? Four-pump jump? Oh my goodness. Alyssa, did you follow JT?
No.
Oh my gosh. Why this is not? Why he's on here.
I don't even follow him.
Jacob Tavaro everywhere.
Henry, do you at least follow him?
Yeah, I follow him. Okay, unfortunately. The damn sun is killing me with this.
I thought he liked to be in the spotlight, JT. What's up with him?
Not sure.
I'm a camera nerd, so when it gets too bright, it like annoys me when I'm looking at it, so I just have to walk up to the camera and fix it, because I'm using an actual camera, so I have to fix the ISO manually.
Okay.
I'm using an actual camera too. It's built into my phone.
Okay, congratulations.
Look at this guy. Man, bass player's got some balls over there, huh? Well, look at it. He's the only one sitting with the lady over there. That guy, my kind of dude right there. Now, Eddie, you got a question for the guys?
Other than the East Coast, or you guys ever think you'll make it out here to California?
Well, we've got our second biggest fan base in Los Angeles. We've number one's New York, and the number two's Los Angeles. It's just that the logistics of trying to make money as a small band going all the way to Los Angeles or the West Coast in general is real tough from where we're at. So we'd have to probably get to the point where it was like almost certain that we would at least break even going that far, or else it'd be a nightmare trying to make it all the way out there.
That makes sense. Well, from what I hear, I don't see it. I see it happening. Just give it time. You guys are, like you said, you're fairly new out there, right?
Yeah, 10, 11 months or so.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, okay. They're new. They're really new.
And look where you're at now.
Well, continue.
Shit, doesn't get any better than this.
It's going quick,
There you go. You guys are
good. We've made it.
Yes, you got JT, who's a... did you wear that thing they put over your neck that you were so smart? What is that called?
Valedictorian?
I didn't purchase anything. I purchased the cheapest gown. And
give me a second. I actually had my door.
The day that I walked, so I was ready to
mute myself.
Oh, so you had to get... Oh, okay, that's right. Okay. So you just... You don't need all that glamour, huh?
No, I wasn't even originally big on going to college personally. It was a great way to relocate, which is good. And it set me up for hopefully a pretty valid 2024,
Very cool. Well, I mean, from what you guys were telling me about that music school, it's a pretty heavy, intense thing to get through, right?
Yeah.
So you should be proud of yourself. You should have, splurged a little. Got a little something better than a nightgown. Something
make yourself. Yeah, cap and gown, and I was able to go have a nice dinner with my family after, and it was nice.
Very cool.
So, where are you originally from? You said that you relocated because of school.
I pretty much grew up in Charleston, South Carolina. But okay. I was living in Beaufort, South Carolina when I decided to go to Full Tilt.
Okay.
Nice, nice.
And yeah, so that was a great relocation. You know, I was doing the Savannah, Georgia scene for a bit, which was fine, but Beaufort's just a little too far away to really make that work, you know?
Is that where you guys met Aiden? Was that where you met Aiden? Was that school, or did you guys know him before at school?
I met Aiden through school. And I believe Henry and Cole met him through the Jailbirds, right?
Yeah, there's a local band that we played with one time called the Jailbirds, and he was their drummer for a little while. So that's kind of how we got introduced to him.
Very cool. So he's going to the same school as JT, so he's being schooled in a good place, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Of course.
Yeah.
Very cool. Yeah, I heard. Well, I don't even know what to say. Was that him playing the drums in these videos I was watching? Because you guys trick me a lot now. Now you're telling me
the things. The song that you really like, that's him on the drums on that one.
Okay, good. See, I don't want to say anything because... Okay, so... Okay, I got to ask. Okay, you guys are on stage. You guys are rock and rollers. This almost makes me want to be a rock and roller because I got to know, is there a lot of panties thrown on the stage? Because if so, I'm going to get a mic out or something. And...
Not yet. We haven't gotten there yet. Not yet. We will get there.
Yeah.
Maybe it's just because I'm the only good player in the band. But
are you the?
I'm getting like bras too. It's crazy.
Is Cole like the? Are you the good player or the best looking guy of the band? What do you think?
Both.
Oh boy. Okay. Well, this explains it, guys. Eddie and Alyssa. That's why he's got a chick next to him.
Yeah.
You know.
I may have lost my virginity like 4 months ago, but I've actually lost it as compared to these two. So.
Look at this. You know,
JT doesn't seem too happy with that comment. I think we might be watching the end of the band as we speak.
If my promiscuity levels are down after this radio interview, that's like. Beautiful. I'm all for that.
You need a break, right?
Oh my. Hey, don't worry, JT. We're gonna keep talking your name. Excuse me, for your Instagram for the chicks to go jump on your page. That's a good.
I have a girlfriend. I have a girlfriend that I really like, and it's actually part of the reason I was late today because I was being an asshole. I was being a little meanie.
So,
yeah.
He lost his virginity right before coming.
Oh, you too, huh? And he wouldn't let her come on the show. Oh, see, JT, that's where you messed up. You should have brought her with you to show how proud that she turned you into a man.
That would have been, yeah. Yep.
Look at Cole. Well, he wins again.
Yeah. Well, then we can just say, sorry, ladies.
JT's taken.
Sorry, ladies. Hey,
but ladies, you could still follow him. Yeah. He's a rock and roller. Right.
Send me messages so that we can go through and read about it. Most of the girls that have messaged me, I've actually just talked about my girlfriend. So that was something we looked at recently.
Really?
Yeah, great times when, you know, you're sharing your phone, going through each other's messages.
Oh boy. Oh Lordy, have mercy.
Like I said, also talk about his girlfriend a lot.
Man, this bass player, you guys.
Ooh.
I don't think I've ever
Is she
seen
a groupie as well?
Nah,
not a groupie.
No one else in the band can pull my girlfriend.
Oh boy, here we go. Hey, you know what? If I hear tomorrow that the Steel Crows went their separate ways, it's not. Don't mention our show, please. Please.
we're going to screw up this off Facebook and YouTube. This show will never see a podcast.
Okay, let's get this straight. Okay, so Cole has a lady sitting right there. JT has a lady, but ladies, you could still follow him because he's in a band
I'm actively trying to get more people to pay attention to my brand. Yay, influencer 2023 young Gen Z. Yay.
And what about the lead man? Is he everybody's got a chick, but the lead star of the whole band?
No, the Steel Crows are a taken band. Everybody in the band has a girlfriend. So
I was the last to go. So
you were the last bachelor, huh?
To take the plunge, huh?
Yep.
See what happens, Alyssa?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I don't know if I, I don't know if I now I don't know. I thought if I would if I get in a band, I got to be single, so the panties come on stage and I can just go wild.
You know, groupies really don't mind. They don't mind if they, you know, they some of them like it that the guys are taking. It's more of a challenge and it makes them, you know, I want to watch the band more. You know, they're taking.
Have you ever seen The Dirt?
The Dirt.
The Dirt.
The movie about Motley Crue.
Yes.
I did.
The scene where Mick talks to the guys and he's like, y'all ever think about how these girls probably sleep with every single band that comes to town and they all look at each other and it's like, dude, we're Eskimo bros with the whole scene, and they start freaking out and like giving each other nucks and
stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
I hope
man.
That I'm the Mick Mars in this scenario, but, you know.
Mick Mars, what do you guys think about that about that whole thing? Are you
Mick Motley
Mars? Crew? Yeah, what are you guys? I hate to go off the rails here, but I'm just curious what you guys think is rock and rollers.
Oh, you mean the current situation or that situation?
Yeah,
oh,
are you Mick Mars?
Oh, I think the current Motley Crue sucks. I think that Vince Neil sounds horrible, and I think that the band uses too many backing tracks currently. I think they were great in the 80s, though. That's my opinion. I don't like what they're doing right now. I like Mick Mars. I'm Team Mick Mars right now.
There we go. JT? Team Mick Mars? JT?
Yes.
Hey, JT's thinking about his lady. Hold on. You're in an interview right now, JT. Don't worry. We'll get you back to your lady in a minute. Oh, you know what? Maybe not. What did you do? Hey, Cole, you may have to look at Cole up there.
I have to call somebody.
I cared way too much about some Instagram BS, and I blew something way out of proportion, and then I kind of ruined the evening for both of us, and neither of us slept all night, and then I went to her place and we discussed some things because we're going to a concert tonight, and now she's not really feeling up to going to the concert because I kind of made things not good, just generally like unhappy and a lot of stuff to think about, I guess. And I was like, you know, come to the concert to me as a favor. You know, it doesn't even, not even just for fun, just because it's like, we're just going to do this to spend time together before I leave.
Wow. This is pretty heavy, man.
So yeah, I'm not a believer in long distance relationships at all. And, but I truly believe in our relationship at the moment. And even though I'm a big problem right now with it, you know, I'm prepared to do this long distance thing until she's finished down here as well. So
okay, are you trying to get her to go to a concert, a Steel Crows concert, or
no? We're gonna go see Tropodelic up in D-Land, and if she ends up saying that she's just really not up for it, then I have a free ticket. Oh, it's come D-Land, Tropodelic. I think she's gonna bite the bullet. She's gonna do it for me, and I it's gonna be awkward. It's gonna generally be weird.
Well, maybe if she's listening and this is going on, and she's gonna see that people are watching this and going, you know, you got some groupies watching going, she may not go with them, so I'm gonna go with JT. Now this girl that you're with may go, no, fuck that. I'm gonna JT.
Jury.
I'm going.
You know, if you made your way to the link, then please come to the doctor. I'm still the same. Yeah,
he'll be all right. Henry, is he gonna be okay with this? I'm not familiar with your guys' love lives, but he'll be all right, right?
He'll be fine, man. He'll make it through.
He'll be good.
See, the good thing about the Steel Crows love life is that all of us have different tastes in women, so none of us are gonna ever butt heads over who we want to take home after a show. So that won't be a problem.
That's good. Everybody's got
unless we go to Maine. If we go to Maine, then we'll have a problem.
What's up with Maine?
Cole has the groupie waiting for him in Maine if we ever go up to Maine. So
he's like, nope.
And he wants the groupie.
Oh boy. So you guys working on a show in Maine or what?
We're looking into it.
I like to see shit like this, you know. That's his rock and roll life right here. JT, you're in the right spot. Don't worry about it. Your girl's gonna go, nah, ain't nobody having him. Just don't worry, she'll be there tonight with you. Don't you worry. I know these things.
No, I just hope I don't act like a total asshole again. You know.
Well, wait a minute. Before you say that, Cole and Henry, is he an asshole? Okay. Well, I can't help you, JT. So good luck. I mean, I don't.
Yeah, I've been cheated on too many times. I attract really not great girls a lot, and I finally got a great girl, and I'm treating her like she's a
She's cheating on you. Yeah.
She's a whore, and she's not a whore. She's actually like amazing. Ooh. I'm like, and so I'm having to like.
Yeah, trust issues.
I have really bad trust issues. Yeah.
So you're taking out on things. Thanks, that happen
Kirby's.
To you.
Sorry.
All right, I get it. Well, dude, yeah. Hey, calm down. It's all right. Look at you, man. You're in a rock band. Just take it easy.
Oh, I'm doing great. Yeah.
All right, you see it. I like this one.
Yeah.
Six days ago, we went on a groupies podcast. That was interesting.
Oh my gosh, dude.
It was very weird. Yeah.
A groupies podcast. So people that are after you guys, it was a podcast like that. Chicks on
there. After, after every band member that she's ever met. Yeah, pretty much.
Nice. Oh, damn, son.
What's
this guy, a vampire?
Florida be like.
What did Cole say? I missed what you said, Cole.
Oh, the podcast was so bad, I had to leave 5 minutes in.
What was so bad? I'm sorry.
Oh, I had a movie to catch.
The podcast that we went on last Friday was very interesting.
Very cool. Interesting. A movie, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was it a movie with
I
the
had
missus?
A movie to catch.
I get you.
He had a leap.
Is it Shelby?
Yes.
How do you feel about if Cole's got groupies? I know he's the bass player, but you know he may have a few there. But how do you feel? Are you cool with that?
He doesn't have groupies.
Alyssa, is that the right answer a woman would give?
The last time a woman said that she was into him under a post, I commented, so am I. So I make it well known.
Yeah, she's cyberbullying my last group.
Look at her. She's peeing all over her territory.
Yeah, the Maine girl. The girl in Maine. Yeah. She doesn't want anything to do anymore.
So this Maine, what's going on with Maine? I'm hearing Maine a lot. What's JT, tell me what's up with Maine. In the shortest way possible.
Cole's got some chick that wants the sick, you know, the dick. So, the sick dick. She wants that schlong.
She wants the four pumps.
Yeah, she wants the four pumps.
Yes, and she's certainly really very well endowed.
Really?
So,
four pumps the caramel. Yeah.
What? Hey, Cole,
four pumps that
you're...
white sauce.
Oh, she wants that bass man seed, huh? Look at Cole making bass players proud. That's right.
Yeah, we do have some tally marks. Our goal is, I think, each person in the band by the end of next year is going to have 6 kids, right?
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
I was going for 7.
Holy mackerel!
Well,
Shelby,
like 6 different mothers.
Of course. Though you can't. We got 1 year, dude.
So, okay.
What else are we going to do?
Is it going to be kids rock and roll style with different ladies, or is this all one lady?
I don't want my girl to have 6 kids inside her. She'd probably die. Okay.
It's happened. What was it? The Octomon she had wedding.
Yeah, octuplets.
Not at once.
Yeah, she did.
I
don't talk about these guys. I didn't say get that many babies at once. I mean, over some time. Unless you got that super sperm. Damn. Well, I don't know. Maybe Cole does. For the main people, that girl in Maine.
Dude, Papa John's and Dr. Pepper does wonders.
What? Hey, Henry, is there a way you could send me a link to this chick in Maine privately so I could check out what she's got going on? I got to see what the hell's
going
on.
Yeah, to see how well and down she is.
Yeah.
She's good for the bass player. Yeah, she's...
Steve's gonna stalk her.
What's the word? Built for comfort, not for speed. You know, she's
a lot of cushion bumpers, huh? What do you call those bumpers at the bowling alley?
Airbags. Those are just bumpers, I think, right?
Yeah,
that's all you need to say.
Oh yeah, she's a bowler. Yeah, ask her. She's bowler.
What are they called?
Bowling that she is.
Bumpers. Okay. How do you feel about? Oh, you've already let her know what's up, right, Shelby? Has Shelby, is that the girl that she said?
She cyberbullied her.
Yeah, I cyberbullied her.
Did she stop or did she just jump after the other guys?
She stopped.
Okay, so Henry, is she knocking on your door?
Nope.
Hey, so she just like Cole, period, huh?
Yeah. Or yeah, I don't know.
She's not a band. She's
not
a groupie.
Must have been
band.
A good picture. Must have been a good picture, you know.
Ah. Yeah. So, well, sure, was it really Cole?
Yeah. Well, I asked because me having the frontman ego, I figured she was talking about me. So I commented back at her and I asked. I said, "Who are you talking about?" And she said, "The bass player." And I was like, "Oh my god, you've got to be kidding me! You know, I can't believe it." And then the only other post of ours that she's liked other than that one was one where he was the only person in it. So I think she remarked her territory with that one, letting us know what it's all about. So
wow.
We're planning a trip to Maine here sometime soon.
These guys starting trouble.
It's all about the bass player, right, Cole?
I guess so. I'm hearing things about bass player I've never heard before. Bass players usually just kind of sitting there laying down some beats and, you know, show's over, it goes home.
Harley has some really good beats.
Yeah, he does.
I guess so. Shelby,
good
does
bass
he?
Player.
Shelby got all happy over there.
Thumbs up.
You see, look at one of the Steel Crows is making a lady happy over there, and I'm sure you guys are making your ladies happy too, and you're making all of us happy with your music. Oh, stop it, JT. Hey, you know what? You better behave. You're starting
as of today. I've been behaving. I've just been a little punk jerk.
Like, yeah, but you know what I always say. I always say is once you stop not getting jealous, but once you stop fighting and you stop bringing stuff up that bothers you, then that's a big sign of when the relationship is over. As long as you're continuing to say this is bothering me or, you know, you're getting jealous, then, you know, you're still into the relationship. So, you know, it's just once all that stops, then that's when you got to worry.
Yeah, you're being upset at the wrong person. You should be upset at the people who did you wrong or whatever.
I'm upset with the guy, and I'm taking it out on her because I don't even know who the guy is.
Yeah.
Yeah, just come on.
Yeah, but
man.
I mean,
hey, just stop.
I gotta do some growing up. But,
Hey,
but
Henry,
it's hard when you're, you know, when you have feelings and you're in a relationship and something bugs you, and especially when it's another guy or, you know, another female, and, you know, if you don't say anything, then that's when she's got to worry.
Okay, I don't want to break up any relationship here, JT, because I know you're trying with this, but this person that happened, whatever happened beforehand, this your ex or whatever,
not an ex. It's literally a random dude that, like, was on her. I was jealous because I did a cute thing where we were out on a date for Halloween, and she took a video of me, and I took the phone out of her hand, and I flipped the camera around on her. And then some dude in her class, she was taking a video of the class, and the dude came up and took the phone out of her hand and flipped the camera on her. And I went and became uber jealous and, like, just blew everything out of proportion and couldn't simmer down one bit.
Just because the dude grabbed the phone out of her hand?
Yes.
Okay, what the hell is uber jealous? Is that, like, driving?
Mega jealous?
I was just making problems for the sake of it. I was just because I couldn't live with the fact that someone else could do something that I thought was cute because my ego is just like, you know, I need that attention.
It's a Steel Crow ego.
This is turning into a therapy session.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Jealous riding
ego.
The back of an Uber.
Not Jacob tomorrow ego, no.
Hey, Steel Crows, what are you guys doing? What is it? You guys come on the show, we're talking about rock and roll, and all of a sudden we're all talking about all of our problems now.
I know.
It turned into therapy.
Hey, that just shows you guys are human beings just like all of us. But one thing you do that not a lot of people do, you put out good music.
Exactly. It means this next album is going to be fire because I got problems I got to talk about.
That's right.
Yeah,
hey,
yeah.
Hey, groupies out there for the Steel Crows, these guys got problems. They're more wantful. Is that not right, Alyssa?
Yeah.
Don't girls like that? They like guys all screwed up and don't know what the hell they're doing, but play good.
We're a challenge. That's right. What they want. We're a challenge.
Yeah, look at old Cole over there.
Yeah.
Biggest challenge of them all. Look what he got. He's got the lady sitting right next to him on the interview.
Yeah, Mrs. Cole right there.
That's right.
She's letting it known.
Look
this
at
is
the
my man.
Lead man over there sitting alone. The guitarist over there all disgruntled.
Yeah, my cord.
I'm just messing. Eddie, you got any last words for the boys?
Well, congratulations and much success to you guys. Hopefully you guys can make it out to LA. And Cole, are you going to take Mrs. Cole on tour?
No.
He's on nope.
Got to keep her away from the groupies.
Okay.
She's the bully, Eddie.
She might hurt them.
The groupies
from Cole. Henry gets too close, and I'm like, well, there, buddy.
Alyssa?
Sorry, folks. It looks like my feed froze, so hold on one second.
Comes out on the 17th. This, you know, big hit. And, you know, I'll be listening for some music.
Hell yeah. Thank you.
Alberto, I know you've been talking a lot, but you got any closing anything to the guys? Good luck or anything?
You know, have fun when you're young, you know. And enjoy this part.
A man of many words.
I think like most men, they it's the climb to the top that's the fun. So enjoy it right now.
Yeah.
Exactly. I just want to say thank you guys for coming on. You're a friend of our show. If you guys ever need anything, let us know. We'll promote it.
And hi to Aiden,
thank you
too,
for having us.
Hi to Aiden.
Hello, Aiden. Next time you can come on, and we'll see what kind of problems you got. So,
right. You have a therapy session with us.
Yeah. The name of the song is No One Can Hear You Scream. That's the name of the song?
The place where no one can hear you scream. It's got a long title, yeah.
Okay.
Very spooky place.
The Fall Out Boy cover.
Wait a minute. Did Shelby get the name of that title? But she got a hold of Cole or what? I'll just mess around. Shelby, thanks for being a good sport. We just wanted to make it fun for you guys to be out here to laugh, have a good time, and also promote your band and all that good stuff. And
yeah,
we'll plaster your links on our pages and everything, and try to direct as many people as we can either way.
Appreciate it.
But don't be afraid to message us, and if you want us to promote anything or ever want to come back, we'll get a hold of you too. But if there's anything special, don't be scared to reach out.
Sounds good. Thank you guys for having us.
Yeah, Steel Crows on Instagram, Steel Crows on Facebook, and there's the link tree on both pages, right, where you have all your
bios.
The bio, I'm sorry, the bio.
We are not active on Facebook, though. That's for old people. So we are on Instagram and...
Yeah, here we are. The MT5 show's on Facebook. Okay, here, if you want to watch the live stream, if you're a podcaster listening to this and you're not old, you can go to YouTube. I don't know if that's for old people or young people, but you can go to YouTube and watch this replay of the show. Just look up the M25 show YouTube channel, and it's the most recent show with the Steel Crows. And if you're an old person, go to Facebook, and you're probably watching now. And on podcast, just go to your favorite podcast place where you get your podcast and type in the M25 show. And the most recent will be the ones with the Steel Crows. And you can hear how dysfunctional they are, but a fucking good band. So they're all good.
Hey,
that's what rock and roll is.
Well, if Aerosmith makes it work, we can.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Hopefully next time I'm on, I'll be less tired and less in need of someone to talk to.
Yeah. Hey, Henry, do me a favor. Next time they come on, make sure JT takes it easy. He's too hard.
I'll keep him in line. Yes, I'll keep him in line. Don't worry about that.
And then make sure Cole takes it easy on Shelby there. I don't, you know, I'm sure he's probably. Nah,
I'll let him do what he wants.
Okay. That's what probably Shelby. Yeah, I'd let him do what he wants. He's probably a happy woman over there. All right, guys. Thanks for coming on, and you're welcome here anytime.
Absolutely. Beautiful. Thank you.
Still gross.
Yeah.
Take care.
Nice to meet you guys.
Bye-bye. Later.
All right, Steel Crows. Look at the bass player, the last person to leave. Oh, my goodness.
How funny.
Hey, you know what? It didn't start freezing. I thought, it's getting close.
Right. Yeah.
I actually froze in the middle of it, but.
You did?
Yeah, I did.
Oh. I didn't even notice you froze.
I didn't notice.
Well, I'm usually quiet enough.
I think as long as I don't, if you freeze,
it froze now.
Oh, there he is. Oh, he's freezing.
He just froze.
Oh, I didn't see it.
Yeah,
I mean, it's not me, is it?
No, it was.
Does it mess up the podcast?
Because I know. Well, it will mess up the audio because if I freeze, then what happens is you guys all freeze. That's when I know I freeze. You know, if it's just Eddie or Steve, I know I'm fine. So I freeze, and then it goes black, and then, you know, we get the little circle thing, and then spin. You guys come back on like in 5-10 seconds. But I mean, crazy. It's like that. We didn't lose much of the show, so.
Yeah.
I gave it.
Right.
The podcast listeners got an apology.
I just noticed right now. Now it's the end of the show. Uh huh. Steve's wearing earbuds.
Yeah, you got him some new. Some new headphones.
You know, no headphones.
I'm very disappointed in you, Alyssa. I thought you, when we come on the show, I thought Alyssa looks at me a lot. I thought she would have.
She
it takes her a whole show to find out. Well, no, yeah. I wanted to try them, and. Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're wired. They're not wireless.
Yeah, they're wired, but they're you know what? They sound. They actually sound better. I don't know, really? Because they're smashed in.
Yeah, and you can't hear the outside noise.
But now they're okay. When I first put them, they're hard to. They're the ones you can make the little loop and put on around your ear.
Oh,
right?
But
it's just the wire. The wire's a little harder, so it's just that little piece, and you put it around. It's if you're trying to put it on, you kind of have to look in the mirror until you get used to it, because it's awkward. Hard. Yeah.
You know, Steve. Yeah, he has to be special. You know, he can't wear regular headphones like the rest of us.
I wanted to try. I still have my headphones right here. I was gonna wear them today, but I wanted to try.
You were gonna put them over, but not connected. So.
Yeah. Just to make you happy.
Good.
Alyssa, I like you have the new shirt on. Do you like that one? Do you like that style? Or
yeah, actually, I thought it was going to be the other one, but yeah, this one, because it's got the...
Which one?
I don't know if you can see it.
You got the big bird on the back.
One with the bird on the back.
Yeah.
No, the one that you saw with just the logo?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't have no... Those are their very first shirts. So I don't have any more of those.
Oh, okay.
Those were like a long time ago. Yeah.
They retired the design.
That's the ones we probably should make. Huh?
They retired that design. Huh?
Yeah.
We haven't made that one. That was our first one, right, Eddie? Remember?
Mm-hmm.
The one, just the big M25 show on the front.
Yep.
Eddie wore it for like 4 months straight until it disintegrated.
So Will wore his for about a year straight without washing it.
Oh, Will, Will's is gray already.
It was jet black. Okay, I got a question real quick, guys. Since we were talking, it's still growing, the relationship thing is all crazy, right? Alyssa, does giving her, like, say you're having problems with a chick, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you know that saying, oh, give her space and she'll be back or whatever. Is that a true saying?
Sometimes. Like me, I would be like, I'm like one, like, don't talk to me. Let me simmer down, because I don't want to say something I don't mean. You know, I don't want to just word vomit all over you and say, you know, say mean shit that, you know, because you can't take back words.
Yeah, but you know? Like the whole thing of this is saying giving her space won't bring her back. When a girl gets to that point where she says, "Oh, I need my space to basically leave me alone," mm-hmm. That's pretty much it, I think, right? I mean, why would you?
It depends on the situation. It depends on where you are, you know.
Well, give me an example.
Some of them, like, give me a few minutes, or give me a day. Let me, you know, I need space. Sometimes when people say, oh, I need space, it's the beginning of the end. But
yes,
if you're like fighting or you're in an argument or whatever, and they're like, you know what, just give me a minute, or, you know, I don't want to talk about it right now. That's a little different than I need space. The whole I need space is like, you know,
that's the death word.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. But it's like, how are you going to?
I know what you
mean.
For me,
it's like, if you're living together, how are you going to give each other space?
Yeah, it's like okay, you're living with your dude now, right? So like, mm-hmm. It's kind of like a married thing. When you are having an argument or disagreement, it's probably the same thing. Like, why are you? We don't say, hey, give me. We just don't talk to each other or go to separate rooms until it's cooled down, and then hey, all right, we make up, and then it's over.
Yeah.
But that saying, Eddie, I don't know if you've ever heard it. You say you're perfect. You were perfect with the ladies. All from third grade on. Eddie, I need some space. Give me some space. What
Got
do you
it.
Think? Doesn't that mean pretty much you've it, either yeah. done something?
It depends. It like Alyssa said, it depends on the situation and
but what, if what, it comes what, to for somebody saying
where
say
you are in
that,
the relationship. Where okay. you are in the relationship, it just depends.
But no girl's gonna just say that just because, oh, out of the blue, hey, give me space. You either have to have done something, either cheated, either called her a name she didn't like, a bad name, something the wrong to,
name,
something severe. Yeah, the wrong name.
It just depends on the situation. It just depends on.
Okay, so
and what you're going through, where the relationship is, like Alyssa said, because sometimes you do need a little bit of time to think things. Mm-hmm. It just depends.
Yeah, but Alyssa, if you told somebody you needed space, wouldn't that person had to have done something pretty, I don't want to say severe, but pretty bad for you to say or, those words?
And it doesn't even have to be severe. It can be like something really small, but they continue to do it. Like they say, oh, I'm sorry. And then they still do it. And oh, I'm sorry. And then they still do it. And it just depends. I mean, you know, relationships are hard. They're not easy. And no matter what age you are, because like, you know, steel crows, they seem young. And here we are a lot older and we're, you know, still questioning things.
Everybody,
you know,
everybody has issues. Everybody has.
Yeah.
No, I get it. But I just think like if it's something that it's not like it's just an argument and you're together. What I just think that'd be like if you're married. Yeah, you live in the same house. There is no, hey, give me space. If there is, there's trouble on the horizons or you say, hey, I'm moving out or it's, you know, you don't just say that to somebody. Garage,
you can go to a different room. You can.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I'm saying
I need time to think. I need time
if you're
to
married
cool
and you have a wife and you have that and you cheat on her and she says, hey, I need space. You pretty much if you make that happen, good for you. It may not ever be the same.
Yeah.
But she's not going to say, hey, give me space if you bring home the wrong bread or something like that. I mean, it has to be something.
Well,
otherwise,
maybe.
She'll just yell at you. Hey, what's wrong
with
she you?
Needs bread for if it was a specific recipe.
Yes. But, you know, she'll like,
asked you for, you know, potato bread and you brought sourdough bread. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, she's not going to go, Eddie, give me space. I'm mad at you. She's going to tell you, hey, that's not what I asked for.
Right. How am I going to make French toast with sourdough bread?
She'll make a stink about it. And you know what you'll do? You'll jump back in the car and go get it. Come back and it's all done.
Yeah.
You might be a little upset driving back to go get it. But but I just think those words are, when you hear those, there's trouble involved somewhere.
Yeah. That or it's like we need to talk.
There's a trouble brewing.
Yeah.
I don't know. Alberto, do you have anything to say about that? Do you think those are the death words or
no comment?
Okay. Maybe it's not. Maybe if you hear those words, it doesn't mean anything. Keep trying, guys. Just keep irritating her and vice versa. Him.
Just hover around, you know, give her space, but not that much space. Make sure she can see you.
You know how I feel. If anybody ever told me that and I'd be like, okay, well, and then she wants to talk again, I'd be like, I don't want to.
I need space now.
Yeah.
People don't take my space. People don't take Steve's advice.
Well, why would I want a relationship with somebody that just, if something is a disagreement, I could see, okay, hey, you know, when you're mad, but, you know, like if you're in the same house, you just kind of like, you get quiet, you sit on the couch, and then you're like, get up and go. You go and make it better.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you do. But if somebody's going to tell you, if I went in there and talked to my wife and said, hey, you know what? I'm sorry. And she's all, you know what? I just need space right now. I'll be okay. I'm out of here.
Bye.
Pack my bags. I'm gone.
Where the hell are you going?
Space.
You would not. You'd go like, okay, I'm going to go sit in the living room.
Hey, he's going to show up at Eddie's house. Eddie, I need to stay the night.
I'll be in the living room.
I was like, hey, Eddie, I'm single now. Let's go out. Let's go get some bitches.
Let me know when you're ready to talk.
I'm going
to
sign up for Bumble. Is that what it was called?
Yeah. I'm ready to Bumble.
And Eddie will go talk to your wife. Hey, just give Steve a second chance, please.
No, I don't want a second chance. That's it. It's over. Tell me you want space. Get the hell out of here. I want space, too. But I got locked in this marriage thing. I can't get space.
Oh, boy.
Hey, nothing against the people that are married. It's all good. I'm married, too. But
so anyways, folks, that's been
people
another...
can be together and not be married and still be in love. It's to me, it's the same. But some ladies want to be married, and that's nothing wrong with that. But
and there's people that are married that are, like, living separate lives.
Exactly. So Eddie, what do you think? You believe in marriage now, or do you believe in living with somebody you love?
No, I believe in marriage. But, yeah, I know people that are married but living, like...
separate.
separate, like sleep in separate rooms, mm-hmm. and it's crazy. It's
hey,
how's that possible?
Do you want name no, no. by name?
No.
Eddie, leave me alone.
To the new, I mean, Steve.
Let me talk to the new podcast listener. The people who've been here for a while, they know this is a segment called "What Happened to Steve Last Week." So, yeah. his wife said she needed space. No, he needs to talk about it.
Get out of
here. I just don't think that. Personally, I don't think I could be in a relationship like that. That's like just what? Me. Like where you're living separately. Living together just to help with the rent and
you're basically roommates.
Yeah, you're basically roommates.
You're not
roommates.
Yeah,
you're not intimate and you're not just like roommates. Like,
I gotcha. Some people do that.
Yeah, it works for some people and. Yeah. Some people, yeah. It doesn't. For me, I don't think personally I couldn't do it.
They just stay together for the kids, and that's it.
Right.
Yeah. But yeah, my thing is, there's people who aren't married. Oh,
yeah.
Look, I sleep in a different room because I can't sleep in my room because I my schedule is different. I have I'm a night shift guy, mm-hmm. and there's people coming in and out of the main master bedroom. I don't want to be bothered. I told everybody in the house, hey, I'm going to sleep in this room. Just don't come in here. I need sleep.
That makes sense. Why I do it. And you're not the person I was talking about, but yeah.
I was.
No.
I was.
You guys. You guys see.
No.
Hey, just because I showed you a picture of my bed once with my tissue next to it, don't ever. Doesn't mean nothing.
Okay? I'm still in therapy over that picture. I didn't want to see it. I never asked for it. Much like that vomit text. That was something I didn't ask for.
Because of the insurance, they're not.
That's all.
They're staying together because of the insurance.
It's all money for them,
right?
They're living separate lives, but they're living together. Just so he can keep her on the insurance, because I guess she's diabetic or something. Like that.
Well, there's people out there like that, and if they, I think it's okay if they agree amongst each other. I think that's cool, but if one of them doesn't like it, I don't think that's good.
Right. Yeah, or one of them finds another relationship. How's that relationship gonna be?
Mm-hmm. Ooh, that'd be tough, huh? I don't think you can bring that person home.
Listen, right?
You don't want to hear none of that, right? That's if you live with somebody and like Eddie was saying, just for okay, we're gonna stay together. We're not together, but we'll stay together too because we need a place to stay, the kids or whatever. And then you both find other mates. I guess you have to go out elsewhere to sleep together. Go to their house or place.
Motel 6.
Oh, man. That sounds like a steel crow thing, huh? All messed up. Anyway, I don't mean to bring anybody down that's listening, but it is what it is. That's life. And if you're married and you're happy, good for you. If you're not married and together and happy, good for you. If you're the other things, good luck. That's all I could say. All right, Melissa, we're going to get out of here. Alberto, do you have any last words?
Nope.
We need to make a sound bite of that.
Nope.
All right, Eddie. We didn't upset you, did we?
No.
Okay.
Not at all.
We know what you believe, and we stand behind you 100%, Eddie. Believe in the marriage thing, and I would never see Eddie in a relationship in a house with somebody that they don't really like each other.
Yeah,
but they would be there just because.
Yeah,
Eddie's not that type of guy.
Not my thing.
I gotcha. All right, we're gonna get out of here. We'd like to thank the Steel Crows. Go check out their Instagram because they don't go to Facebook too often. It's just the Steel Crows.
It's for old people.
Yeah, Facebook's for old people. So go to Instagram.
That's why I'm not on it.
TikTok.
I didn't even know that. Is YouTube for old people too, or is it for young people?
Probably. You.
I would put our thing on Instagram, but the stream thing that we use doesn't go on Instagram yet. They haven't figured it out. I think
that's why I'm not on Facebook, Steve.
The box
because it's not square.
Yeah, it's like long.
It's more rectangle.
So that's why they're trying to get it. So once they get it, then we can throw that on there too. We can stream on all of them.
We'll get all the young people.
Yes, get off the old page. No offense to the old people, but we like you too.
Yeah.
I think we act like we're in our teens, huh?
That's why I'm not on Facebook.
Eddie, people. You're not on anything but the...
For old people.
Yeah. Eddie's on TikTok where he's got the boobies bouncing around. He's got them saved. Did you see that, Alyssa? He has them saved on his TikTok.
How do you know how
you look at people and then you click on their videos? He's got two videos. One of a girl bouncing up and down with her boobs bouncing. And I can't remember.
Like he reposted it?
No, it's like he either liked it and clicked it as a favorite. Yeah.
I've done that before. Like I'm scrolling and I keep my finger down and it like saves to my favorite. I'm like, no.
I think I did that on accident because I was trying to. Yeah.
That happens to me on Instagram. You know, like this. And then I keep it and I'm like watching it, but I guess I don't go fast enough.
But do you have big boobs? Do you have big boobs or a big wiener on there by just chance?
I wish.
It's funny. It's funny how Eddie, he's just messing around and it happens to be big tits. It's not just
somebody playing. You hit the little heart and I think I hit it twice and a big heart popped up. And what the hell?
A big heart?
You really liked it.
He got a big heart. That's what he got.
He's like this.
Eddie's like, I like that one. And he got a big heart on.
So I didn't know how to go back and unchange it.
Eddie, I liked it. I watched it too. Keep putting them up. I like those videos. They're nice.
Steven may give it a big heart.
Yeah. Eddie Fliss. Yeah.
I didn't know you could do that. Now I'm going to try it. Like Eddie, yeah. It's a big heart. Yeah,
I found out by accident.
You do it real fast and a big heart comes? Or?
I think you tap it twice or three times, I think. Oh,
Alyssa, you're on. You know about that.
I don't.
Okay, anybody that's on TikTok, if you really like something a lot, tap it twice to give it a big heart.
You find out things by accident.
That's like me. I was scrolling and I wasn't scrolling fast enough and I hit I guess my finger was over the favorite button. Mm-hmm. That little square, looks like a ribbon.
Yes.
And it was over on, yeah. And it, like, I hit it and it's like saved my favorites. I'm like, no.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't want that.
So that's what happened with Eddie?
Mm-hmm.
It was just an accident.
Yeah, it was an accident.
And it just happened to be tits.
Yeah,
I guess it's possible. So. It could have been anything.
Eddie
in the
accidentally
world.
Saves tits to his favorites.
It could have been Rock Band. It could have been people playing in the park. But it's tits. So Eddie was scrolling around that area.
I'm attracted to him. I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. I like it. That's only the reason I go to your page is look at the video.
You have to apologize to us, Eddie.
Yeah, don't apologize. Be proud. Yeah.
We know who we have to be apologizing to.
I like boobs.
All right. On that note, everybody loves boobs. We're gonna get out of here. We'll be back next week. Alyssa is taking the week off, but us three will be here, we'll be back same place, same time. Have a good weekend, and happy Day of the Dead.
Yes. Yeah.
Sorry we didn't celebrate it the way we promised, but oh well.
It's okay. We have the band on.
Eddie was distracted with boob TikToks.
On honor of Day of the Dead, this is Eddie's day, go to TikTok, look on his save videos, and go give his boob video a like. We'll see how many likes Eddie can get.
Double heart.
A double heart. Give it a heart on. All right, guys. We'll see you guys.
All right. See you guys. Good timing.
Good timing.
All right,
guys. See you, Alyssa.
Okay.
See you what, in 2 weeks?
I'll see you.
Did you say you'd take it 2 weeks?
Next week I'm dog sitting, so I don't have any of my stuff with me. And then the following week is my regular week I have to work.
Okay, so and then we're taking the next week off.
See you guys till December.
Yeah, December.
No, I think the 30th. Isn't there a 30th?
Oh, yeah, there's the last day of the month.
Okay.
November.
That's when I'll see you.
Unless Alyssa's out collecting rent.
Now I have to face stupid reality again.